The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Mount Horeb was an awesome place where God refused to show his face to Moses lest he die, but hid him in a mountain cave and bid him live by watching from the back as through a bright and slender crack in space, the glory of the Lord. It was a place where lions roared and jackals howled and eagles soared and snakes would banquet on the horde of lizards under rocks that broke in pieces when the tempest spoke. No fountain there, nor bread to eat, no wine, no oil, no holy meat, but wind and fire and fasting in the sacred heights where clouds begin. And each 400 years, the Lord of hosts comes down to be adored. 200 miles northeast, there lay Beersheba, where the travelers stay. 100 miles northeast, Jezreel, where Ahab makes his feast and learns from Jezebel that kings can kill the righteous for the things they want to have. This was the way Elijah ran. There was no stay to feast with Ahab for the rain. His thanks was that he would be slain before the morning light, and so he fled. One secret visit, though, he made that night outside Jezreel. It was behind the potter's wheel, as secret as a place could be. At midnight, in the rain, these three took leave and bade themselves farewell while Obadiah watched to tell if anyone should come. You will be missed, Elijah. How long till you come again? You know you are the apple of his eye, the star in his night sky, the peak among his little hills, the song we've sung for these 3 years, and most of all the father that he never had, as tall as any man he'll ever know, however tall that man may grow. You will be missed. The child held tight Elijah's leg and tried to fight back tears. Elijah, can we go with you? I want to come, and so does Mommy, too. The widow bowed her head. I know I'm not endowed with wealth, and I'm not a Jew, but I would rather flee with you and your great God and have one cup of meal, one cruse of oil, and sup in simple rooms or on the ground than live in mansions and be found like Jezebel. Have I not prized your God? The boy is circumcised. We do not bow before the shrines of Zarephath, nor sip the wines of Baal. Elijah, what must I do more than this to qualify? No more. The great impediment is not in you, nor is descent found in my soul for such desire. Come witness now 1,000 dreams that I have dreamt by empty streams and inside mountain caves. The bar comes not from you nor me, but far above us God has made decree. The Lord has not allowed me that I should take a wife or sons. But if he had, you'd be the ones. They're coming, Obadiah called. Make haste, they will be stalled. Elijah knelt down in the rain. I love you, son, but can't explain just now. He stood and took the hood from off the widow's brow. I would, if I were free. Fear not my flight. Remember, ravens fly at night. Elijah fled to Judah, then beyond Beersheba's well, full 10 more miles, and fell exhausted there beneath a spreading broom tree, where he sat and asked the Lord that he might die. Instead, he slept. The tree God made to give him shade, then sent an angel down with food who went and woke the prophet thus. Awake! Instead of death, God gives you cake. By this you will walk 40 days and 40 nights until you gaze like Moses on the majesty of God. Nor am I sure that he will ever grant your wish to die. Come now, Elijah, eat and fly. For 40 days and 40 nights Elijah walked the plains and heights between Beersheba and the place upon Mount Horeb where the face of God would shine. The angel led him to an ancient cave, a dread and awesome place not far below the clouds, and left him there to know the Lord. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" asked the Lord. "None fear the Lord but me. The people break your statutes every day, forsake your holy covenant, destroy your sacred altars, and with joy have killed the prophets with the sword, while I am jealous for the Lord. And my reward, they seek my life. What's more, I might have had a wife. And so I'm here to pray that you reveal your wrath far overdue upon your people Israel with quakes that open fires of hell and mighty winds to spread the flame and wipe out wicked Israel's name." "Elijah, is that all?" the Lord inquired. "That's all. Unsheath your sword and show the nation all your might." "Elijah, rise and stand this night upon the Mount of God and see the might and glory that will be." And as Elijah stood, a blast of wind so strong that as it passed, the boulders broke and fell like crumbs beneath the fingers and the thumbs. But look for glory deep and vast. God was not present in the blast. And then an earthquake ripped the shell of Sinai and gave vent to hell, and molten fire flowed to reveal what boiling floods around Jezreel would be. But is it for God's sake? God was not present in the quake. And then a bolt of lightning hit the cliff beside the cave and split the mountain like a blade would cleave a melon rind, and then bereaved 10,000 hearts. Come look and see. Is this the sum of majesty? What is the God of glory like? He was not present in the strike. And then a still small voice at last. When wind and quake and fire had passed, at this Elijah wrapped his face and saw as through a crack in space the glory of the Lord. "My son, there is a danger when you run with too much zeal and lose the path out of the wilderness of wrath. I know you prize the widow's life. Consider then, I love my wife. And though you cry her down to hell, I will not disown Israel. My first desire is not to damn. This is the heart of who I am. And so today in Candle 3, behold what fire and zeal can be. It can destroy the devil's gate, but also melt the ice of hate. It can explode in forest flames and speak with quiet Advent names. The God who calls himself I Am is both a lion and a lamb."
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.